Good morning, 6:33 a.m. on June the 4th, 6/4/13. A lot of numbers this morning, holy cow. I'm waiting for one more number. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Maybe. Pick up the pace here a little bit. Can I break 16 minutes this morning? Yes, I can. 15:55 for the first mile. 15:55. Yes. Yes, it was a workout. Yes, I'm huffing and puffing, and no, I'm not going to do 16 minutes on the second mile. I don't believe. But it felt good. I had some good tunes on Pandora helping me kick right along. The right tunes at the right pace make all the difference in the world in terms of 15 versus 18 minute miles. 16 minute miles. And yes, I realize that 15:55 is really 16 minutes, but that's okay. So yeah, yesterday was a work day. I liked it. Not gonna have another one today. It'll be even more of a work day today because, well, I have to go out a couple times. I don't have 2 hours, almost 3 hours blocked out of the morning today like I did yesterday. I may have to take morning. I'll probably have to take the daughter to either over to the school or up to the bus stop, one or the other. But, yeah, it wasn't a lot of words. 1,200. Yeah. It really needed to be 12,000. Maybe today. Maybe today. You never know. Could happen. It occurred to me yesterday while I was talking about the mowing of the lawn and hiring a kid to do it, I was being kind of sexist by not hiring my girls. They're both old enough. They're both... Elizabeth's kind of small. She's just barely 100 pounds. The lawnmower weighs perhaps almost that. Jennifer's rugged. And it is a self-propelled mower, so the only difficulty is maneuvering and turning. Horsing it around is a bit of a struggle. If it were a riding mower, they would be out there begging me to be able to do it, so. I think if it were a riding mower, I wouldn't be dragging my feet about getting it done either. That isn't going to happen today. I can't mow the lawn today because I've got mow sprinklers going. So with any luck, the grass will be very wet. And it's looking like we're going to have some rain today, which is not usual for this time of year. It's almost completely overcast. There's a lot of instability in the atmosphere. Looking at the weather last night, there was some intimations that this was on its way. It's a lot colder today. 50, just barely 50, 52, something like that this morning. And there's a good breeze blowing, or there was a good breeze blowing. I don't see it right at the moment. I'm not feeling it. Of course, I'm down in the... Oh, yeah, there it is. I see it now. I'm down in the Walled Canyon here in the neighborhoods, so the wind doesn't get down in here too badly. really quite a lovely neighborhood, considering that it wasn't really here when we moved in 20 years ago. This neighborhood was almost, I think maybe one side of the street was developed, but the other side wasn't. So this is all new. All new within 20 years. It's funny how the word new takes on different meanings as age rears its ugly head. So yeah, I got the Greedock story kicked off. I got Greedock in the first chapter right away in his first dilemma. And I don't know where it's going to go, but I do know that we've got to have a couple more dilemmas. And then we can have a success. And then I can have the story end. And then we can move on to something else. Officer sitting here at the most difficult intersection of my walk. Pulled back from a stop sign to see, I guess, if anybody runs the stop sign. Same one I saw the other day. So perhaps people are running the stop sign and he's taking action. Or perhaps it's one of them that lives in the neighborhood and he's just sitting there waiting for the end of his shift. Or filling out paperwork, because here he comes. Oh, that wasn't him. Just heard a car coming. Trundle, trundle, trundle. So the first day of the school, summer school, for the daughter was adequate. She was quite pleased. There was a lot of swag to be collected, including a nifty jump drive. She says she likes it better than the strap one that I gave her. The National Center, one of their promotional item giveaways was like a 4 gig. On a rubber wristband, you know, like the Livestrong bands. Only this one had a socket in one end and a jump drive in the other, so you put it and wear it like a bracelet. And then when you want it, you just pull it off and plug it in. It's got the big white hangy flappy thing hanging off it, so you're less likely to walk away without it. And of course it had promotional information on it, but... And how much they cost? Putting together a sampler for my books and handing them out might be fun. The eastern turn. It's not as well up. I can see it glowing behind the clouds, but it's not shining on me like it was yesterday. I do have my sunglasses today. When I walk this early in the morning, I don't usually wear them, but it seemed like it might be a good idea. In fact, if I'd had them yesterday, it would have made a lot more sense. Because of the cloud cover today, it's not quite as important. But, I gotta go home and get some breakfast. I've already had a cup of coffee this morning. Half a cup, anyway. It was a big cup. One of the things that, working at the university, they have a nice department that does ceramics. Monkpole. And every year they have a student art sale, ceramic sale. And I always try to buy at least one mug when I was there. Sometimes I missed the sale because I wasn't on the ball. But I got a couple that I really like. Sometimes they weren't mugs that I liked. They were, they have to have something that reaches out to me. They have something that says, yes, this is a coffee cup. One is kind of squat in the base and has a narrow waist and a flared lip, so it looks like a travel mug. It's like one of those put it on your dashboard bulby shaped travel mugs, except it's hand cast ceramic. It's beautiful, and it's coffee brown, so the stains don't show. So it works out quite nice. I love it. It's my favorite. I have a second one that I use a lot. It's a it looks more like your classic throne pot with the handles tacked on the side, but it's got ridges in it, like they coil the clay and then just through the pot very gingerly. They didn't go whole hog with it. They just sort of smoothed some of the edges off and put a rim on the bottom and handle on the side, and it was cool. Worked out great. But it's big. It's like, it may be pint, because it sure holds a lot of coffee. It'll hold almost probably half a pot, so yeah, it must be close to a pint. Well, this is interesting. Porta potty beside the road. Dumpster beside the house. Looks like there's going to be some bathroom remodeling going on here. Sort of looks like a TARDIS. Might be fun. Paint up the door so it looks like the TARDIS, like a police call box. Really, all it needs is a slanted roof and a bubble on the top. Run, bunny, run. It's rabbit season here. There's bunnies everywhere. My lawn is particularly infested with them because it's long and has grass going to seed a little bit, which is actually part of a larger plan over and above the sheer laziness of not wanting to mow the lawn. The fact that it has seed heads that I'm allowing sort of, I hope, to ripen means I can have it seed back some of the sparser spots, I hope. I'm going to have to get out there and toss some seed down, I think, but not today. Today's a writing day. I've got to get the Greedock story out. That has to have priority today. And I've got household food. Kitchen is a wreck. It fell, exploded last night. I made some grilled chicken breasts, and the kitchen went splody, as my wife calls it. There's dirty dishes everywhere. I didn't clean up very well after cooking. There's a rice pot in the sink. Rice is probably stuck on now. I'm gonna have to let that soak. What a shame. I'll be able to deal with it right away. I'll have to let it sit for a while. Well, you know, some things you just have to do. What can I say? Okay. Last turn, heading north. I don't know what kind of time I've got on this mile. It's sort of gotten away from me. I'm just sort of sauntering along, looking at the morning, smelling the breeze. It's much nicer. Much nicer this early in the day than it was the other day when I was walking in the afternoon. That was kind of a stinky day. Yes, indeed. See if I can kick it up a little bit here for the last little bit. A lot of bug birds out this morning. You can hear some red-winged blackbirds down in the swale. A lot of sparrows. Some robins here and there, here, cheerioing. Of course, the mourning doves are out. Not because it's morning, because that's the wrong kind of morning for mourning doves, but because they're always out. The clouds seem to be burning off. They seem to be breaking up. It looked like one solid shield of clouds coming in. And as the sun's gotten up and shining down on the top of them, they seem to be kind of drying up and evaporating, which is a good sign. Yeah, a little more than 17 minutes on the second mile. That's not too shabby. 16 on the first, 17 on the second, 33 minutes total. That's down from 40 minutes when I started. So, yeah, we'll take that. And of course, that notice means that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.